Today is Monday, April 22nd. We'll tell you how the U.S. government might punish an Israeli army unit just as Congress passes another big aid package for Israel and other allies. Also, one of the most closely watched cases in the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices are facing the question, how are cities allowed to deal with homelessness? Plus, a big milestone for auto workers in the South. Which American city is getting pandas soon? And how people around the world are honoring Mother Earth on this Earth Day. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There could be another rift brewing between the U.S. and Israel. The Biden administration has said it's considering sanctions against at least one Israeli military battalion that's been accused of human rights violations. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the possibility the peak of absurdity and a moral low at a time when Israeli forces are fighting a war against a terror group, Hamas. So he says his government will act by all means against the move. Though it's not clear how much impact the sanctions would actually have, since it's hard to keep track of the funding to specific units anyway. And the U.S. has already said it will not stop the aid to Israel overall. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Israel went ahead with another effort the U.S. has been discouraging, strikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. At least 22 people were killed, mostly children. Israel has been conducting air raids of Rafah almost daily, even though more than half of Gaza's population has sought refuge there. And Israel is still promising to expand its ground offensive in Rafah, saying it's the only way to bring back Israeli hostages and claim victory against Hamas. One more note on the Middle East. Analysts now believe both Iran and Israel are trying to dial back tensions after last week's attacks. So at least for now, fears of a wider regional war do seem to be calming. The U.S. House passed a long-awaited foreign aid package over the weekend. It was approved in four separate bills, one for Israel, one for Ukraine, one for the Indo-Pacific, and another that included sanctions on Russia, China, and Iran, would force the sale of TikTok, and more. They were all approved with bipartisan support from mainstream Republicans and Democrats. But it still put House Speaker Mike Johnson's job on the line, since the right flank of the GOP says the package prioritized foreign needs over Americans. And they're upset in part that Johnson turned to Democrats for critical votes. So they're trying to build support for a motion to vacate him from the speakership. Still, Johnson made it clear he's not worried, saying simply, let the chips fall where they may. Now the aid bills are being bundled together into one package and going to the Senate. Senators are set to start considering it tomorrow, and they're expected to quickly approve it. Then President Biden says he'll sign it. By the way, you know that federal surveillance bill we told you about recently? FISA allows surveillance of non-Americans by U.S. intelligence agencies. National security officials have said it's crucial, but there have been concerns about privacy abuses. Well, Congress ended up passing it, and President Biden signed it over the weekend. Former President Trump's first criminal trial is set to formally kick off this morning. The 12-person jury and six alternates have now all been sworn in. And with that, a prosecutor and defense attorney are both set to offer their opening statements today. Then it will be time to start presenting evidence and witnesses. As you know, this is the case that accuses Trump of falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment to a porn actress. The former president is pleading not guilty. As he left court on Friday, Trump said he does plan to testify at the trial. And then he posted on social media that the trial was a, quote, long, rigged endurance contest. If he's convicted, Trump could face anything from probation to up to 4 years in prison. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court is weighing one of the most significant cases on homelessness in decades. Justices are being asked to answer the question, how far can cities and towns go in keeping people from sleeping in public places without effectively criminalizing homelessness? It's an issue that's become even more important recently, as the number of Americans without a place to stay has reached record levels. Multiple cities and towns have tried to enforce anti-camping ordinances, but some courts have ruled them cruel and unusual in places where there aren't sufficient shelters. And advocates for people who are homeless say the housing crisis won't be solved by punishing people with fines and jail time. But cities have argued the ordinances are necessary to prevent homeless camps from taking over parks and sidewalks. They say the camps lead to spikes in crime, disease, fires, and hazardous waste. And people on both sides of this issue say the law needs more clarity. The Supreme Court is expected to rule one way or another by this summer. For the first time, China is sending giant pandas to live at San Francisco's zoo long-term. China's Wildlife Conservation Association is now working with San Francisco officials to prepare for the pandas' arrival next year. A special panda enclosure is already in the works. China is home to the only natural habitat for pandas and owns most of the pandas in the world. But Chinese officials loan the animals to other countries as a tool for diplomacy and wildlife conservation. Just a couple of months ago, China announced it was planning to also send two pandas to San Diego, marking the first time it had granted new panda loans to the U.S. in two decades. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, I'm excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee is changing the way you experience coffee at home. They continuously curate a wide variety of coffees from the best small batch specialty roasters in the U.S., then make personalized recommendations based on what you like or may like to try. Every bag is roasted to order and shipped fresh to you by one of their more than 50 partners. From dark roasts to decafs, espressos to cold brew and iced coffee, you can discover the best coffee suited to your taste. I have loved my own experience with Trade Coffee. I wanted to try some really unique, more adventurous types of coffee, specifically for my new espresso machine, and Trade Coffee delivered in more ways than one, with super high quality, great tasting blends that show up right to my door. Right now, I'm enjoying a fantastic blend from Brazil, roasted in Portland, Oregon, that has flavors of marshmallow and graham. I am now looking forward to my cup of coffee every morning more than ever before. So, do you love coffee as much as I do? If so, you need to be trying Trade today. For a limited time, you can enjoy a free bag and up to $15 off select plans when you visit my link, drinktrade.com/newsworthy. That's drinktrade.com/newsworthy for a free bag and up to $15 off select plans. drinktrade.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. One of the most important Jewish holidays begins tonight at sundown. Jews all across the world are celebrating Passover for the next 8 days. As part of the holiday, throughout the week, Jews eat unleavened bread called matzah instead of regular bread. Families also get together to eat traditional foods during a big meal called a Seder on night one, although some Jews also hold a Seder on night two. Also of note today, no matter what religion you practice, everyone can celebrate Earth Day today. The holiday started more than 50 years ago, and it's now the most widely observed secular holiday around the world. More than a billion people in almost 200 countries mark the occasion. It's meant as a day to appreciate nature, as well as raise awareness about environmental challenges. There are several events, rallies, and protests planned all over the world. Many communities will also get together to clean up litter, plant trees, go green in some other way, or simply reflect in all of Earth's beauty. Well, there are now new federal rules meant to help protect LGBTQ students in schools. The U.S. Education Department updated Title IX. That's the law that bans schools from discriminating against anyone because of their sex if the schools get federal funding. Well, now it's not just about discrimination based on sex, but based on sexual orientation and gender identity as well. And there's now a wider range of sexual harassment complaints schools will be responsible for investigating. This overhaul also undoes some of the changes made under the Trump administration. You'll remember those changes gave more due process rights to students who were accused of sexual harassment and assault. Like they required in-person hearings in which the accused students or their lawyers could question accusers in a courtroom-like setting. Well, now those hearings are no longer mandated. Plus, the Biden administration reversed the requirement that schools investigate only incidents alleged to have occurred on their campuses or in their programs, and more. The new regulations are set to take effect in August. Workers at America's only Volkswagen plant have decided to unionize. The employees in Chattanooga, Tennessee, overwhelmingly voted to join the United Auto Workers. So it's now the first unionized car factory in the South not owned by one of Detroit's three big automakers. This could make a big difference for workers since collective bargaining could bring them some big increases in pay, benefits, and job security. But Republican governors in several southern states have also raised concerns that higher labor costs will just force automakers to cut jobs overall. Still, the UAW is not stopping here. It's hoping to organize half a dozen more plants over the next 2 years. The Mona Lisa can now do a lot more than smile thanks to artificial intelligence. Microsoft unveiled a new AI tool that just needs one photo and one audio track. And with that, it can create lifelike avatars. They apparently emulate human conversational behaviors like facial expressions, blinking, and head movements. They even have the ability to express different moods or change directions. And with all that, Microsoft says the model is much more convincing than any other speech animation method out there. It showed off the technology with a bunch of examples, like the Mona Lisa, who can be seen rapping. Of course, it's not without its critics. One of the big concerns here is that the tool could be used to create deepfakes of real humans saying things that they never actually said. But Microsoft says that's not the intention, that it really just wants to be able to create interactive characters that could have real benefits, like for improving accessibility, virtual companionship, and so on. For now, there's no wide release plan. Microsoft is just showing off its potential. Though reports say it's only a matter of time before Microsoft or someone else makes the technology freely available. Well, this one probably will not come as a big surprise. Taylor Swift's new album broke records on its debut weekend. Spotify says Swift's The Tortured Poets Department was its first album to have more than 300 million streams in a single day. And its first single, Fortnite, set the record as the most streamed song in a single day. Then there were the other streaming platforms. On Apple, The Tortured Poets Department broke the record for the biggest pop album of all time by first-day streams. It also became the most streamed album on Amazon Music ever in its first day. It probably didn't hurt that just 2 hours after the album dropped, Taylor Swift announced to her fans that she was adding another 15 tracks. So it went from 16 songs to a 31-song deluxe album. That's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Skims. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems, whether it was with the fit or the quality. But after I was obsessed with my Fits Everybody long-sleeve bodysuit from Skims, I wanted to get a t-shirt version, and Skims did not disappoint. I got the Fits Everybody t-shirt in the Onyx color, and it's my new go-to. I love throwing it on with jeans, and I can either dress it up for a night out or dress it down for working from home or running errands. It's that versatile, and just like the other Fits Everybody collection, the material is super soft and smooth, and it fits me really well. I also got the cotton jersey t-shirt, and again, it just proves that Skims makes the best basics and foundations. So go shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Nearly half of American parents say they give their adult children some kind of financial support. Savings.com did a survey recently that found the average age of adults getting help from their parents was 22. The most common expenses parents covered were groceries, food, cell phone bills, rent, mortgages, tuition, and health insurance. Of course, this comes as housing and food costs have been rising. And when you adjust for inflation, millennials and Gen Z tend to earn lower wages than their parents did at their ages. The issue is, though, this could be putting their parents' retirement at risk. In the same survey, nearly 60% of parents said they sacrificed their own financial security for the sake of their adult children. So financial planners tell parents it's a good rule of thumb to have a good financial plan for yourself first, then budget how much you can give to your kids. Thank you so much for listening today and for coming back each day to stay informed. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.